Mr. Chairman, Excellencies, distinguished delegates, ladies and gentlemen. At the outset, I have the honor to convey the greetings and best wishes of the people and government of Bhutan and to congratulate you, Mr. Chairperson, on your election as the chairperson of this session. We are confident that under your able leadership and guidance, our deliberations will be meaningful and result-oriented. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, at the 1996 World Food Summit, world leaders set the goal of cutting by half the number of hungry children, women and men by 2015. That commitment was reconfirmed at the Millennium Summit in 2000, at the World Food Summit 5 years later in 2002, and more recently at the High-Level Conference on Food Security in June 2008 and January 2009. These commitments by the world leaders and international community are testimony to our commitment towards eliminating hunger and poverty. Unfortunately, while the previous summits have contributed to keeping food and agriculture on the international agenda, the good decisions and pledges made were often not followed by actions, resulting in an increase in the number of hungry people rather than a decrease as envisioned. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, it has only been around 1.5 years since my country has successfully transited into a modern democracy. Within this short period, the elected government has made every effort to establish a strong foundation for a sustainable and vibrant democracy. As these initial years will determine the direction and health of democracy in Bhutan, we are taking concrete steps to empower the people and to ensure that democracy truly benefits every citizen and that maintaining peace and stability continues to remain the hallmark of our national mandate. I am pleased to report that Bhutan has made tremendous progress in uplifting the socio-economic condition of our people since the last World Food Summit. Our efforts in eliminating hunger and malnutrition have progressed satisfactorily with a wide range of government policies and programs in place to improve the availability and accessibility to food. Food security for the people of Bhutan has long been recognized as a primary objective, and sustained efforts were put in place to pursue this objective. We are now well on target to achieve most of the Millennium Development Goals, including MDG 1. Our government is also making a concerted effort to boost farm incomes by assisting farmers in market integration, creating market outlets and product development. Because of the limited land resources, high transportation costs, and ecologically sensitive resource base of a mountainous terrain, Bhutan will not be able to compete internationally in the production of common commodities. Therefore, we are aiming at producing high-value and low-volume niche products such as organic and herbal ones, taking advantage of our highly diverse and special ecological conditions. Mr. Chairman, ladies and gentlemen, it is increasingly becoming evident that the impacts of climate change cannot be ignored. While its adverse effects will spare no one and none, small developing countries like ours will have to bear a heavier burden, even though they contribute least to the causes. Despite Bhutan having a positive carbon balance, our fragile mountain ecology faces potential risk. The erratic weather patterns and the threats of glacial lake outburst floods are of particular concern to Bhutan. Out of approximately 3,000 glacial lakes, 26 are in imminent danger of bursting. Other hazards like flash floods, landslides, forest fires, and droughts are also likely to increase. When Cyclone Ayla hit the Bay of Bengal in May this year, it also had disastrous and widespread effect in Bhutan, touching every corner of the country. Natural calamities are occurring more frequently every year, with government also emphasizing the importance that should be given to agriculture and food security on the agenda of the United Nations Climate Change Conference in Copenhagen next month. A couple of months back, Bhutan was also severely affected by an earthquake that measured 6.3 on the Richter scale. it is one of the biggest disasters we have experienced in recent years, resulting in heavy loss of lives and property. Mr. Chairman, before I conclude, allow me to acknowledge the continued support of our bilateral and multilateral development partners, many of whom are represented here today, in helping us to address the many challenges that we come to face and we continue to face. We take with us renewed hope and confidence from this summit and would like to commend the timely initiative of the Director General of FAO and the FAO Council in initiating this initiative. On behalf of the people and government of Bhutan, my delegation would like to offer our full endorsement of the resolutions that we adopted yesterday. May I also congratulate FAO and staff for successfully organizing this summit and thank the government and people of Italy for the warm hospitality extended to me and my delegation. Thank you very much for your attention and touch the